Athelflaed looks at Garry. He's delighted. He starts talking and he doesn't stop. He tells one story about how he found the trophy, then he tells another. They are completely different. The second story has no connection to the first. Nobody minds. They like both stories. Bob comes into the pub. He sees the trophy and he freezes with his mouth open. "Who found it?" he asks people. They point to Garry. Bob shakes his hand. "Where did you find it?" But before Garry can answer, Bob tells him, "I won't forget this, Garry. I owe you one." Davingstock has found a new hero. Nobody remembers Dean's acrobatic blocks during the final, or Ayan's dramatic entrance, or Bob's last-minute goal. It's time for us to finish our drinks and say goodbye. There are still a lot of people left in the bar, talking and laughing, but we have to work tomorrow. The girls have already left. Can you hear them laughing across the river? The air is cooler. Have you brought your jacket? Now we are outside, and it feels like we are in a new world. The light is dancing on the dark surface of the river. The sun is slowly disappearing, and the sky is painted turquoise blue and crimson red. On the marsh, the old man's boat now sails in a sea of gold.